Seeking mental health care can be overwhelming and even scary, but it doesn't have to be. I'm Dr. Josephine McNary, and I'm committed to making this process easier for you. Each week, my expert guest and I unravel a different form of therapeutic intervention in order to bring comfort and understanding and to help you get back to your true self. Hello, welcome to Mind Stories. I'm Dr. Josephine McNary. Today, I have the honor of interviewing Chantel Daniels. Chantel is a caring and empathetic therapist practicing in Glendale, California. She specializes in couples therapy using emotionally focused couples therapy known as EFT, which was developed by Dr. Sue Johnson. She has taken advanced training in EFT and is immersed in the couples arena, facilitating Hold Me Tight couples workshops. These workshops are usually held over the course of a weekend with the goal of helping couples strengthen their love and walk away with tools that they can immediately apply in their relationship to create better understanding, closeness, and bonding, and to spark affection between them. She is a dynamic therapist who has worked with clients from all cultural backgrounds. She helps couples understand what has distanced them and made it difficult to feel the kind of security and trust in their love that they have been missing. So welcome to our next guest, Chantel Daniels, who is a therapist practicing in Glendale, California, who specializes in a type of couples therapy called emotionally focused therapy. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. It's so good to be here, Josephine.
Thank you. So, you know, so we know how we're talking about this, I'm going to use EFT to talk about emotionally focused therapy, which is what this, you know, episode is about. What's a good way to start to talk about that?
Emotion.
Okay.
I would say when we are very young, either we kind of get the attention or reassurance from our parents that our emotions are okay, that we develop our emotions very early. And Bowlby talks about it, where we're actually learning how to attach very early in the world. And through attachment, we kind of get a sense of ourselves and our action and agency in the world. And we kind of learn very early, you know, who we can depend on, who we can trust, if someone will answer to our cries, because as a little kid or a baby even, all we have are our cries. And if no one responds, it teaches us so much about how we will be responded to as adults in this world.
Okay. Got it. So it's the way that you're thinking about this early attachment and connection with your caregiver and how that then translates to your intimate relationships later on in life.
Yeah, and Bowlby pretty much founded attachment theory along with Ainsworth and all of the research that comes from that. And there was a transition or a switch to kind of the adult attachment, if you will. This theory of love that Sue Johnson developed through the emotion-focused couples therapy. And in some way, that's how we get to the adult love and the way that we attach as adults. It's very similar to the way that we attach as children. If we don't get what we need early in terms of responsiveness from our caregivers, or if we don't learn how to trust, if we call and they don't come, what we learn is no one will come for us. No one will answer our cries when we call. And that tends to translate in pretty much the same way as adults. Mm-hmm. We learn whether or not our partner will show up. Will they be there for us? Will they respond to our call? Will they reassure us if we get frightened or afraid? And if it's safe to go to them for comfort or not? And eventually partners become the regulators of our emotions, and we get to heal in the context of a therapy session that involves EFT, because what we didn't get earlier, we can possibly get in our adult love relationship, and that can change the game in so many areas of our lives.
How do you do that? How does someone work with that in therapy? So in terms of thinking about if you were deprived of that type of secure attachment in childhood, how do you develop that in adulthood in your relationships later on? How do you do that? What's the process in therapy?
Well, that's the part where when couples come in, it's first of all, really great to see them in the office. And I think that's one of the things I enjoy is that people do find therapy, because oftentimes couples are struggling for years, sometimes months or even years, before they even seek help or try to understand what's really going on under the surface. So when couples come in, they're usually very escalated and very frustrated, understandably so, because if you're trying to reach your partner and you keep hitting these blocks or these roadblocks, that builds up a lot of frustration, distrust, distance, and you really don't get the repair from your early life that you could possibly get through this new attachment in your adult love. So one of the things that we as a EFT therapist do is we keep a pulse on all of that. We really want to make sure that we do a very thorough assessment, because we really want to know about the couple. We want to know about what makes it hard for them to reach one another, where the blocks are in the relationship, what makes it difficult for them to receive comfort. But we're just in the beginning learning about their relationship. What was it like when it was good? What changed? And kind of a general assessment is a little bit different than the normal assessment, because we're really wanting to know what are their strategies that they've adopted to seek comfort, or to tell their partner what their needs are, or to even say, I'm afraid and I need you to hold me. So a big part of EFT is slowing that process way down. And if there's trauma present with any of the partners, we slow it down even more. But the goal is to slow the process down in between the couple, so that we can understand the interaction that's happening between them, what the fears and the worries that come up when they try to reach for one another or tell their partner what they need. And we're trying to help them to kind of even understand or be aware that this is what's happening to them. Because in our culture, being emotional, I wrote an article about it, means that we're emotional. It somehow gets translated that having emotions and having needs and having what we call this level of dependency is weak. And with EFT, we want to kind of let couples know that, not kind of, but we really want to let couples know that there is a reason for their emotion. We want to understand it. We want to help them understand what's happening in the interaction that's causing a block when they reach for one another. And we really want to support them in being able to create safety in the space that we're sharing in this couple's work, to have their words come out. And that sometimes can be used enactments or different things to accomplish that. But we also keep a very fine eye on what's happening as we're doing this work to make sure that we're not overstimulating or overregulating couples in the process, because that can happen too.
Okay. So I think it's sometimes helpful to think about cases. And I mean, obviously you're not going to talk about a specific case, but I know in Sue Johnson's book, she does talk about some cases. And so is there kind of a typical case that maybe we could walk through, or could, I mean, I'm wondering if that would be kind of the best for the listener to think about, okay, if these things are going on in a relationship, this is how you approach it with EFT. Could we maybe do that?
Well, let me think about that for a second.
Okay.
it's when couples come into the office, it's so hard. Like I always say that couples, if they knew what was happening to them, they would probably opt to try to create some understanding or understand it, that their partner isn't the enemy, that their partner's not purposely trying to hurt them. So often a couple will come in and we'll do the assessment, and we will kind of, in general, find out about their relationship. And usually from the beginning, we want to set the tone and let couples know that it's not that we don't want to hear the things that have happened between you, but our goal is so much so to look for the blocks, looks for the moments where you find a challenge in getting toward one another and things like that. So it's going to be very different in terms of inviting more content or the details of what's happened, because what we're really looking for is trying to make sure that we're finding where the blocks are, finding right. where you're not able to say what you need, or where you're not able to express your fears and your worries, or that vulnerability that's really behind the hurt and the pain.
Right.
So if a couple's here after the first session, they come back, what you'll find is we'll do an individual session, because it's so important to know where you develop this strategy as a couple to reach for your partner or to express yourself. Because maybe it wasn't safe for you to do that, or maybe you grew up in a household where it was really hard for you to access help or support. You were on your own. Maybe you were a latchkey kid, or maybe you were someone that felt very early that you weren't going to be able to depend on your parents to care for you. So in some way you develop this strategy of, I got to do it myself, I'm on my own. Mm-hmm. So you're in your own mind, in your own head. But your partner doesn't know that. They just know you're going away. So if you're a couple and you're experiencing those moments between you where your partner turns away and you have a bigger reaction to it, or which is normal, you know, in a relationship, if our partner turns away from us and we feel like they're ignoring us or they're leaving us alone, then that can cause us to have a reaction of a protest or something like that, to show that we're afraid or we're scared or we're feeling alone, but it doesn't really communicate that to your partner. It says, I'm out of here, I'm leaving, I'm shutting you out. And the worries tend to come up in that way. Mm-hmm. So you may see things like that in your relationship where you are wondering if your partner's going to come back, if they're going to answer your text message, and the worries and the concerns that that may stir up in you. It may mean that you may be in one of the very classic patterns that couples get caught up in, which is the pursuer withdrawer pattern, where one partner is withdrawing and turning away and one partner is pursuing for closeness, but it doesn't really feel that way. Those questions land on your partner in a way that says it's too much. And they start to back away, and then the distance starts to create over time. And before you know it, couples are really feeling so distant, so defeated, but this whole cycle that's happening between them could be talked about and repaired.
Right. So this idea about EFT, it's about not, I mean, you do talk about what's happening in real time, but you really go a step deeper and you get into the emotion of it and the origin of why each person and the partner have developed those sort of strategies in this relationship, right? So if you think about this, the example you gave, maybe part of EFT is going back to think about how that pattern of behaving, you know, originated.
Well, couples surely learn what their strategies are in terms of how they reach for their partner, how they ask for their needs to be met, and things like that. But there's so much that's underneath the surface that doesn't really get revealed to your partner. And what you see on the outside is what you react to. Mm-hmm. And most often, as human beings, that's where we go. Like, what we see is what we understand and what we respond to. We don't really see the hurting, more vulnerable parts of our partners really saying, I'm so afraid that I think you're going to leave, or I'm not sure if you're going to be here, or or I don't know what's going to happen to us, and are we okay? So you don't see that part, that vulnerable part. What you just see is the reaction, the criticism or the contempt or the leaving, the turning away. And that creates all kinds of worries within us that make us, as partners and people, do all kinds of things to respond to that.
Right. So it's kind of taking away that layer of, you know, just going underneath in terms of thinking about your partner in a deeper level, in terms of how they're experiencing.
Absolutely. Because it's really wanting you to understand that there's something beneath the surface that's driving this behavior. And when we bring it to the surface, we really will understand what it is that's causing the fears and worries for your partner as well as yourself. Mm-hmm. And when we get to that, there's it's not always the easiest road for couples to take, because, you know, you've been injured for a long time. You've been hurting for a long time. You've been really wanting to know what's happening, and all the fears and the worries come up. So it's really hard to get there. And EFT doesn't expect a couple to get there right away. It's take the time you need to get to where you need to be. We have a map to guide us, to help you through, and to point out and to help you work through the disconnections so that eventually you can learn to do it yourself.
Got it. So I have two questions. One question is, I think the general public doesn't know that there are different types of couples therapy out there, right? Mm-hmm. So one question I have is, do people find you because they know about EFT and they're drawn to that? Or do they find you as just a couples therapist and then you educate them about this EFT? And then my other question is, you have these workshops, and I think the listener might be interested in what those are versus just an individual or couple session just with two people in the room.
Well, Sue Johnson is a dynamo. She's the founder of EFT. And so she does an incredible job of like really getting out there and letting people know what emotionally focused couples therapy is and what it does. She's written books about it. The Hold Me Tight is one of them. And also she has created a lot of resources and tools for therapists. But primarily the way that people and couples find me is through that that legwork that Sue Johnson has done. And also there are sites that we also use to let people know where we are. And I also am on Psychology Today and have my website. But through that exposure, Sue is really calls couples to know what EFT is, what it can do, and to access it.
Got it.
Yeah.
And you hold these workshops for couples.
I do. And so the reason I hold those workshops is because actually I helped out at one of my colleagues' Hold Me Tight workshops. And it was so moving as I sat there in the back. And I watched her work with these couples, and I saw how people who are married for 20 or 30 years just, you know, put their arms around one another and have conversations that they had never had. And I saw them just have these moments of closeness, and the way that they looked at each other versus the way that they walked in, the conversations they were having confidence about to renew their relationship. I sat in the back and I had a moment of my own because I said, I want to do this. And I remember I pulled over to the side of the road because I drove up to San Diego to help out. So on the way home, I pulled over to the side of the road and I said, I've got to get the starting tools so that I can start doing these workshops. And 2 months later, I started doing those workshops. And I haven't stopped, because what they do is over the course of a weekend is they say, hey, come sit with us. Come learn about attachment. Come learn about how your brain how your attachment injuries, how your fears and worries create these blocks between you. And we can help with that. Let us help you get there. Let us help you get closer and create this bond and connection that nobody can break. And I kid you not, every time I do one, they're so personalized for me because I fill them with little surprises for couples because I want them to not only get the materials and get the tools, but I want them to have an experience. And to see them just get closer and do the work over a weekend to find each other. I say this on my website, but find each other in the conversation. It's huge. Mm-hmm. And every time I tell you, it moves me, even sometimes to tears, to see it. And I've actually cried in the homie tights because I was so moved. And I see how hard couples are trying. They're fighting for their relationship. And it's possible.
So what are some concrete exercises that you might start with? Or what are some prompts that you would kind of start in the beginning of this weekend?
Well, usually we do a presentation, which is Sue Johnson is, it's a trademark of Sue Johnson, the Homie Tie Workshop. So I'll start there. So actually the presentation is licensed and a trademark of Sue Johnson, and she does a very good job of like walking a couple through from beginning to end, everything that they'll need to create a strong connection, to understand their attachment needs and worries, to be able to take some risks over the course of this weekend, and to understand how their brain is working and the level of vulnerability that can change your life just through these seven conversations. So they actually have access to a lot of help and support. I usually help my couples through the exercises and work through the exercises, but they're so rich in understanding what attachment does to a relationship, what it does to you personally, and what it does when your partner can't reach you, and how to really establish from A to Z these tools that will help you to keep your relationship alive and strong through storms and anything that you encounter. Mm. And that's a pretty powerful thing.
Right. Are there certain couples that EFT wouldn't be recommended for?
Couples who, I think a lot of the same rules apply in terms of like screening and doing different things like that. Couples who are in domestic violence relationships, it wouldn't, because we're not really trying to create closeness and connection if there's violence or anything like that.
Okay.
And if a couple is really in need of more therapy support, EFT can eventually be a complement to the work that they're doing. It just really depends, because even EFT doesn't pathologize disorders or different things like that, depression or things like that. There is a sense that you want to be able to have presence and to be present enough to work through the exercises with your partner. Deep infidelity issues, I don't know if I recommend it just yet, because that takes time, you know. Mm-hmm. And a couple needs to be with a really good EFT therapist to take the time they need to work through an injury like that. So I don't normally encourage couples to come if there's something like that. And there's a lot of EFT therapists out there who facilitate workshops and things like that. So I'm a part of a pretty good group of therapists with a lot of empathy.
Mm-hmm. What about when you have the couple, and I'm sure this happens more often than not, that one member of the couple is more invested in making it work than the other. How does that work in EFT if there's just an imbalance between the couple?
Well, we still want to make sure that this is what two people want to do. I usually check with my couples to ask, where are you in terms of wanting to heal or repair this relationship? It's one of my questions, and probably every year if the therapist wants to know that. Because you don't want to drag anyone into therapy, mm-hmm. but because couples have been caught up in this cycle of disconnection for so long at times, it is hard and understandably hard for one partner to feel like, I've really been struggling a lot. I'm not sure if I can do this anymore. And there's often times where there is a partner that starts to grieve the relationship before they've actually left the relationship. And that can happen too, even before they get to the couple's work. So there's a lot of different factors and ways that we handle it. Because we do want to check in with partners and not make it about the content, but about where has it been hard, and validate, because it really has been a hard place for most couples who walk through that door. And we really want to validate their experience. And yeah, they really want to leave. And we want to validate that and understand what's driving that. And we want to incorporate that into the work and really understand where that's coming from and where that's alive in the person that is feeling or experiencing that. So that's important.
Right. What about, you know, both in the instance where both of the individuals in the couple are motivated to make it work, right? But one of the members of the couple maybe has a harder time than the other accessing their emotions or being vulnerable.
That's where we work. I love that. Not that it's easy for the couples, but the thing I love about that is that they're here. Mm-hmm. And for me, anytime there's a couple in front of me that's willing to learn about themselves and their partner, that's coming with an open heart, that you can work with that all day long, because they're still fighting for their relationship. And you want to make sure as an EFT therapist where you don't go too fast in this process and opening up and creating safety for those words to come out. But we do know how to work with the emotions in such a way where we can draw it out and understand it without the partner feeling. Sometimes couples or individuals can feel shame come up even as you're processing the emotions. But we have a map in front of us that shows us how to process those emotions and draw them out and validate them and understand them in a way where it doesn't necessarily always draw someone back to shy away from that. And there, that will happen in therapy because, you know, if you're not used to allowing your emotions to come out, that can be pretty scary. Mm-hmm. And you could definitely recoil and have some difficulties and worries about putting yourself and your feelings out there in some way. But like I was saying earlier, if you haven't developed that capacity to really understand your emotions, it's very new for you.
Right.
Yeah. And that's going to be scary, but we're here.
So the weekend is usually a 2-day retreat mm-hmm. for couples. Mm-hmm. And how many couples usually come to these retreats? I mean, do you share with the big group of people, or how does it work?
Usually in the Homie Tights, there is a maximum, right now for me, a maximum of 8.
Couples.
Eight couples. As I normally facilitate right now solo. In a larger group, you definitely need someone to, you know, a partner or co-facilitator to come in and be a part of that. It shares everything, shares the load, and it shares a responsibility. And it's also a good way to work as well. I tend to do well with no more than 8 couples because it also gives the couples space to access me, mm-hmm. have my support. If they have any questions, I'm right there. And it kind of is an intimate setting where people can feel not too overwhelmed, not too many people, are there, but it's enough where they feel safe enough to often share and be engaged in the process too and have some openness.
Do they learn from the other couples?
Absolutely. And it's so important that we have enough couples there because, you know, if one couple is sharing and encourage other couples to take risks, you know, to share their experiences, to share what they're feeling, to share their worries and their concerns. And one of the comments that I do get is, wow, I learned a lot from the couples, the other couples that were there too. And sometimes, you know, depending on where you are in your relationship, some couples are struggling differently than others. So it can definitely let you feel like you're not alone in your struggle. And also encourage and inspire you at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe this, I'm just trying to think of some, a basic summary of what EFT does, right? In comparison to maybe other therapies. Mm-hmm. It's taking the couple and encouraging them to experience their emotions without shame, right? Mm-hmm. And to share those emotions with their partner in a way that allows the partner to understand them on a deeper level and develop more empathy for what they're going through.
Yes, and their partner to be able to take them in, because that's why the work is so important to help to regulate the emotions. Because, you know, if your emotions are kind of communicated in such a way, or your desires or feelings are expressed in such a way, your partner can take them in, then that's where you have the success, and you don't have those disruptions and disconnections happening as much because you're at a level with your communication where your partner is like, okay, I can take this in. But if it's more aggressive or critical, or you can imagine it's a little bit harder. Mm-hmm. And that's more difficult because it's, a saying comes to mind, it's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long, right? So when the emotions are softer, when there's an opportunity for you to kind of hand your feelings over or deliver them in a way that's more palatable for your partner to digest, then that's when you have more opportunity for connection.
Right. And this idea of repairing, you know, whatever is in your past in terms of what you learned as a child, you know, developing these attachments with your caregivers or important others in your life. And it's this way of trying to find a way to repair that and find comfort in a secure way to feel connected to somebody.
Absolutely. It's creating the space and the safety for you to come out with your words, your vulnerability, and create this trust that you can count on, this reassurance from your partner that you know is going to be there. And EFT usually goes back to this. Is your partner accessible? Are they reliable? Can you reach them? And are they engaged with you? If you have a partner in a relationship that does that, then you feel secure. And what we're trying to do is create the security in the relationship that's going to allow you to feel like home with your partner, mm-hmm. and create this bond and connection that no one can break. And within that context, your attachment injuries are being healed.
Do you think that the majority of couples had that in the beginning?
I don't. I didn't have it. And I think that most couples don't have it because if you have that security, you're secure. Mm. You're looking for a relationship that is secure, right? But if you've developed the different strategies where you've been left feeling insecure and not sure and receiving this intermittent amount of care and responsiveness, it really throws you for a loop. And you learn to expect that and to be unsure of yourself, and all the insecurities and worries come up naturally because we do what we know. So most couples that come in are struggling with feeling secure within themselves, course.
And on average, how, when people come to, when they seek out this type of therapy, I'm sure it varies. There's a lot of variation, but how long have most people, couples been together before they realize that this is the part that's missing for them?
That's the hard part. 'Cause couples could be newly dating, less than a year or a year, about to be engaged or engaged, a year, year and a half. And sometimes couples have been in relationships struggling for 20, 30 years and really just now, finding that this is a last resort for them. Like, if I do, I care enough about this relationship to try counseling. I'm not sure if it's going to work. I'm not sure if this is a thing for us, but let's try it and see how it works. And couples are usually in this pattern of disconnection for so long, and they start to feel like their partner's the enemy. But it's usually this cycle of disconnection that makes them feel like that. And what we want to help them do is to focus on this disconnection and not so much that their partner is the enemy, but how can we be a team against mm-hmm. this that is distancing us?
Right.
And it can really vary in terms of how long they've been stuck.
Right. When you mentioned couples say that have just been engaged, I think about it as this idea of even couples that feel that they have a healthy bond, this could be really helpful in reinforcing some patterns for them. I mean, any couple.
Absolutely.
This could be helpful.
My encouragement to any couple just starting out is do this work early. Because that way you don't have these patterns that become long-standing patterns and make it so hard for you to reach each other. If you know how, in the beginning, to really recognize what can start disconnecting you early, then you've got so much opportunity and space for your relationship to soar.
Right.
'Cause then you've got the tools.
But I'm just imagining you, if I'm in a couple and I decide to take this workshop, I think, you know, we're going to solve everything in 2 days. So, I mean, how many people decide that that's all they need, or how many people say, okay, I need more of this. I want to continue this work.
Sometimes I feel like it's all a couple needs if it's early. Mm-hmm. Because when you learn what's disconnecting you and you learn how to get out of it and do it yourself, you've won all day long. And you have these tools through the workshop to help you to create a lasting love. And I mean a lasting love from where you are now until. Because if you have the tools to recognize what disconnects you, if you know where your injuries are, chances are you'll take that information and make use of it. The thing is, you've got to continue to work it. And the opportunity is yours to take the tools, and you've got to put them in practice. One of the things I like to say is practice doesn't make perfect. It makes permanent.
Mm.
So the more you practice it, the better you get at it.
I think this has been helpful for me to learn about EFT and the listener too. We're almost out of time, but is there anything else that we didn't touch on that you think would be a good, just important thing for a listener to know about who's just thinking about EFT as a type of therapy for themselves?
I would say try it. Whether you're a couple who is starting out, this relationship is new, it's becoming important for you. Whether you're a couple who's been stuck for 20 or 30 years, there's still hope for your relationship to be repaired. If you come with a willingness to learn about yourself and your partner, and you come with an open heart to really be present and allow yourself to be impacted, and really vulnerable, maybe even for the first time, there's still some good that can come from a process like this. Because not only does this process give you the opportunity to, you know, to have this secure base, your relationship to go back to launch you out into this world and be good, be well. But it impacts every relationship you have. You learn this, you become well and equipped with learning the tools that EFT has to offer you and to build this bond and connection. It affects every relationship that you've got. And I'll say this, I've definitely been impacted, not just by the work, but by the just even slowing down in my own life. One of the greatest benefits is me being able to do just like that little sign in my office says, is to slow down and breathe. Because most of us move so quickly and life can be fleeting. But to make the most of it, we're better when we attach. We're better when we're relationships, not because we're needy, but because we're human. And being human together is one of the best things that we've got. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we learn how to do that, we'll win all day long.
Right.
That's success to me.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you having, you know, taking the time to spend in your peaceful office here. I hope what we'll do is on the podcast, we'll put some resources down that hopefully you'll give us some resources for more information so the listener can hear a little bit more about EFT specifically and even about the couples workshops that you offer if anybody's interested in that. And I really appreciate your time. Thank you, Chantal.
Thank you, Josephine. And thank you for driving to Florida.
You're welcome.